Okay, here I go. Way, yeah, 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 yanga, hey, yeah, yeah, yanga, yo, windy, yanga, yo, windy, yanga, away. Hey, 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 young, yo, windy, young, yo, windy, young, away. Hey, 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 young, you hung, you hung, you hung, hung, you hung, you hung, yo, windy, young, away. Hey, 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 young, show a day, hey, 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 show a day, hey, 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 she can't love yet, none of them. She can't love yet, none of them. Hey, she don't hold yet, and I shot all the hell, hang on your hell, wait. Hey, 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 young, you're in the young, yo, when the young away, ya, way, yeah, 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 oh, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah. Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Now it's gonna rain.
Okay, this is the one that I shared with the group yesterday, so here it goes. Yeah, hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, way, hey, 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 young, oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, way, hey, 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 young, yeah, hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 away, hey, 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 young, oh, 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 hey, 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 oh, 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 hey, 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 away, hey, 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 young.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. We're going to start this message as we did the last one. I want you to be still and listen. Now, there would be those who would say there is nothing to hear. And in that stillness, there is sacredness. For in the nothingness is everything. I began the geological channel by telling you that the rocks were alive. And I said, not according to your definitions or your standards, but esoterically, metaphysically, beyond that which you would normally believe, they're alive. We also told you the rocks are listening. That is a metaphor, which means that the energy that you put out is absorbed in certain ways by the land that you're on. Did you notice that in the storytelling and the discussion that the ceremonies were given in order to create harmony with the land, harmony with the family, harmony with the tribe? This is a high consciousness, dear ones. It is a consciousness that would try its best to harmonize with all around it instead of taking from it or being opposed to it. It is a concept which is still not here. But there's more. I told you that the planet which you call Gaia was a partnership. So let me take you back. Let's go 400 years. Here. That's double the lifespan of your country. Here. 400 years. The rocks aren't just listening. The rocks are talking. If you have a partnership with the earth, it is critical that you would have those who knew how to hear what the rocks were saying. The rock formations, as you go around this monument valley, are now being given names. But before that, they were given energies, personalities. And in the energies, there was the male, there was the female. Some had sacredness. Some you didn't go to. There was the yin and the yang even then. There was the polarity even then. But the shaman, which now you are calling in this land, the medicine man, the medicine woman, had a process, a procedure, if you want to say, of learning and wisdom that took a very long time in order to hear what the land would say. You might understand that even back then, before any chemistry, they had potions that would heal. And those healing potions came directly from the land, from the plants, even some of the animals, in cooperation and harmony with humans, one helping the other. It is so obvious why the indigenous would want to give back in ceremony to that partner which had given them so much. The more harmonious you can be with the land and that which is around you, the longer you live. The more beneficial you'll be to others. The more compassion you can show. There are questions. How would the medicine man know what berries or parts of animals or salves to use in order to heal? Was it trial and error? Did they have a laboratory? And the answer is the land told them. The rocks told them. Because you see, the rocks speak. And if your consciousness is allied to the planet to such a degree that you are one with it, you'll know what they say. What you see in the chair right now is called channeling, and that is the word of today. Perhaps the indigenous would be open enough to share with you what it was called back then, because they used it back then as well. Only elders, only of a certain age and a certain lineage, would be able to then speak for the rocks. But as you look at the monuments, as you call them now, and those beautiful sculptures of nature, understand that each one of them had a personality. It still does, if you ask an elder. This is a partnership. Dear ones, that's what's missing. I'll tell you finally this. It's a two-way street with the planet. If the planet knows you are endeavoring to honor it, it responds. It knows who you are, because the partnership must be that way. It's more personal today because of the shift of the precession of the equinoxes, of the prophecies of the ancients that is now coming true. Again, I will say there is a famous etching called the Hopi Indian Rock, talking about this very time, where the path of humanity splits and the choice is yours to go one way or the other. The prophecy of the Hopi is the same prophecy of the Lakota, of the Peruvian, of so many on the planet that say this is the time where the East, the West, the North, and the South will come together in a confluence of understanding. Where there'll be compassion where there was no compassion before, understanding where there was no understanding before, and a very slow remake of consciousness on earth. And in the process of learning this, you turn to the ancients for they had the truth. The planet knows you seek and will respond. And so it is.